Chapter 3, The Home Act. Joe lied, the suburbs died. One-party rule, change opponents' voting districts and demographics. In 1974, Schumer attempted to force black people out of two Brooklyn Flatbush towers by remodeling and making them more expensive so blacks could no longer afford to live in the area. In 2017, Obama used federal authority to target Westchester, New York. He threatened to withhold $20 million from their county until they built 10,000 units of low-income multifamily housing. A nice little conservative suburb where the hardworking middle class enjoyed a peaceful life and a safe place to raise their families had to be destroyed and changed into a progressive voting district in the name of equity. They were racist for not wanting their neighborhoods turned into a progressive-run inner-city ghetto with drive-by shootings, riots, and looting. They must be made to eat progressive equity dog shit. Obama also built low-income projects in conservative DeKalb County, Illinois, then transferred Chicago ghettos in the progressive voting bloc there, destroying middle-class property values, neighborhoods, businesses, and towns. It's racist for hard-working, lawful people to enjoy peace and safety, while non-working, unlawful government dependents don't. Therefore, hard-working, lawful people's lifestyles must be destroyed for the collective good. The progressives' legal logic, equal misery. Party over people, comrade. Surprise! Biden lied during the campaign when Trump exposed Biden's plan to change zoning laws to build projects in the suburbs. Immediately following the election, Biden authorized the Home Act, which federalized suburban zoning laws, eliminating restrictions on apartment buildings and lot sizes, and redrawing roads and highways that the progressives deem racist. Biden's Equity Home Act withholds state, suburban, and transportation money, your tax money that you sent to Washington, if you refuse to comply with the law. Eliminating exclusionary zoning law barriers expedites affordable multifamily Section 8 low-income housing in suburban areas. It also places inner-city politicians on suburban councils, which allows them to authorize and collect a portion of suburban taxes and control suburban planning projects. In the name of equity, Biden has allocated $213 billion in the Reconciliation Infrastructure Bill that allows inner-city progressive politicians to put low-income housing projects in your nice suburban neighborhood. Inner-city progressive politicians will now be financially and legally equipped to dump their ghetto problems, which they created, into your suburbs. Now your children, or as Biden refers to them, your little white supremacists, can experience the equity of a progressive-run inner-city ghetto with substandard violent schools, drive-by shootings, riots, and looting. All you woke suburban moms and grandparents who were brainwashed by the global elite ruling-class corporate media into believing that Trump was your enemy will soon realize who you voted for, who's your real enemy, and the evil Biden truly represents. Every now and then, during a rare interview, Biden, without detail, will make a quick quip about his plan to fix another one of their manufactured crises, like the housing crisis. Their plan is to take over your property in the name of equity and turn it over to the global corporate elite progressive ruling class pigs. Problem solved. Even though 30% of the suburban population is now inhabited by minorities, the global corporate ruling class elite can now profit by fulfilling their latest money-making brainstorm and force you to eat their progressive dog shit under the guise of equity and racism. Using the Build Back Better bill, they can now flood your hard-earned neighborhoods, streets, schools, and hospitals with criminal gangs, prisoners, refugees, terrorists, third-world illegal indigents, welfare recipients, and ghetto projects. Then after they surround you with their misfits, they'll strip you of your guns, leave you defenseless, and help the scumbags they created devour you. Their redistribution will, of course, destroy your neighborhood, the middle class lifestyle, and free market, and turn your life to shit while enriching their corporate masters and strengthening the progressive one-party rule. After a rigged election, California's Governor Newsom survived a recall, then rewarded his big real estate donors by passing SB 9 and SB 10. These bills will completely abolish all California suburbs by eliminating single-family zoning. His real estate developer buddies can now turn single-family homes into four apartment units and build multifamily low-income housing in the middle of your residential neighborhoods. Just like they don't mind giving your vote to a more progressive and worthy illegal alien that they recruit, they have no problem giving your country and neighborhood to foreigners who are more loyal to their party's interest. And these pigs have the balls to call you Nazis. Party over country, comrades. Under the Build Back Better bill, all property owners can experience property devaluation, drive-by shootings, looting, ghetto harassment, and the destruction of their neighborhoods. Biden and his global corporate elite ruling class progressive pigs have embedded exclusionary policies and $213 billion in the bill, which will expose your urban and suburban middle class neighborhoods to ghetto projects by providing financing to Airbnb and BlackRock type conglomerates to build multifamily rental properties in suburban areas. The Build Back Better bill drives down property values, allowing progressive pigs to purchase property cheap and further their social engineering campaign to destroy the middle class. For decades across the country, from New York to California, the global pigs have been using progressive politicians to devalue highly desired urban and suburban areas by promoting higher taxes, crime, homelessness, and their latest ruse, COVID lockdowns. It's little wonder why Airbnb so generously volunteered to house 20,000 unvetted Afghan refugees coming soon to a neighborhood near you. In 2016, the World Economics Forum ran a video regarding the building of high-rises in the suburbs, stating you will own nothing and be happy. BlackRock, a major Biden campaign donor, has recently been buying entire suburban neighborhoods and then renting out the properties. It has been estimated that as many as 1 out of 6 homes in the suburbs are now being purchased by BlackRock. Changing suburban zoning laws would greatly enhance their investment should they decide to replace their residential housing with commercial and government-subsidized Section 8 low-income affordable multifamily units. Here is a portion of an article in the Charlemagne's Institute's Chronicles. BlackRock is powerfully connected both in America and abroad. It recently became the first global asset manager licensed to start a wholly owned onshore mutual fund business in China. Domestically, Chief Executive Larry Fink has raised a shadow government of former Treasury Department officials to insulate BlackRock from regulators. As the markets strained amid the pandemic last year, Chair of the Federal Reserve Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin were in close contact with Fink at BlackRock. By January 2021, the Biden administration had selected several BlackRock alumni for post: Brian Deese, Adewale, alias Wally, Adeyemo, and Michael Pyle. Deese previously served as BlackRock's global head of sustainable investing and was chosen to head the National Economic Council. Adeyemo, Fink's former intern chief of staff, was named Janet Yellen's top deputy at the Treasury Department. Pyle, BlackRock's global chief investment strategist and an Obama administration veteran, joined as chief economic advisor to Vice President Kamala Harris. Biden is mandating that environmental social government ESG stocks be part of every company's 401k plans. This would enrich BlackRock, which is on the forefront of the ESG investing, and Brian Deese, who owns $2.4 million in ESG stock. Apparently, Biden and his administration work for many global corporate pigs like Soros and BlackRock. Many landlords are currently facing bankruptcy due to the Biden administration's Eviction Moratorium Act. How convenient! BlackRock and other global conglomerates can now usurp private U.S. property by purchasing cheap mortgages bankrupted by the Biden administration. OEN discovered landlords who have been forced to sell because of Biden's eviction moratorium. Landlord Rick Martin had to sell 2 of his 5 units to rich conglomerates who turned one into a multifamily unit and doubled the rent in the other. Wall Street firms like Blackstone purchased $5.1 billion worth of apartments in July 2021, and Home Partners, who now owns more than 17,000 homes across America, purchased $6 billion worth of units in 2021, then increased the rents. Tricom President and CEO Gary Berman claims that the state of the residential rental market enabled them to go from 25,000 units to 50,000 homes over the next 3 years and increase their new rental contracts by 20%. They plan on doubling their purchases again after 3 years. Not one to be left out of the progressive global takeover of America, China Bill Gates managed to skirt U.S. law and seize the means of production to biologically engineer our food. He purchased 300,000 acres of farmland across 18 U.S. states and the seed technology to control our food supply. In addition to contributing millions of dollars to the CDC and NIH to control our healthcare systems, medicines like COVID therapeutics and public hygiene policies like masks, Gates provides cover to China's COVID gate. Gates has again allied with China to monopolize all medical sales in Africa, where coincidentally Moderna is building a vaccine plant. Gates has publicly announced opposition to our livestock and would rather we eat synthetic meat along with this genetically modified produce. Under the guise of global warming, he also intends on controlling Earth's temperature by seeding the atmosphere. Gates has evidently ordained himself as our food, health care, and climate czar, despite being neither a doctor nor scientist. If it's not apparent by now that the global corporate elite ruling class Progressive Pigs, Inc. plan to control every aspect of our lives for our own good, it will be soon as they force the passage of the $3.5 trillion Build Back Better bill. As Soros's necessary idiot Schumer promised, when passed it will transform America. He should have added, forever eliminating our freedom and liberty. The global corporate elite ruling class Progressive Pigs will oversee every aspect of our lives. Healthcare, energy, means of production, products, consumption, businesses, work, transportation, housing, food, speech, guns, demographics, and climate. They had to rig the election. It was for our own good. It was crucial that Soros's One World Order vision be fulfilled for the good of the planet, humanity, and the global corporate pigs. It's their world, and Trump and those dirty freedom lovers had to be stopped by any means necessary. Everything these pigs touch turns to shit, but remember, eating progressive equity shit is good for you. Their policies aren't wrong, they just haven't been properly implemented. Thought control is best for everyone, especially them. Party over country, comrade.